English. Hospital starts in English. Listen, this part of the thing, no. Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pipefinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City AT in the podcasts Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 49 was an unchanged week for ATXDR. But Varimbex from the second row was a big gainer with nearly 40% up. News came from CA Immo, Valneva, Andritz, OMV, Agrana, Kontron, Pyra Mobility, IMS Osram, Bavag and Frequentis. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 49. Monday, CA Immo. Real estate company CAMO has successfully completed the sale of the Zigzag office building in Mainz to Berenberg. The sale has been closed in excess of book value as of June 30, 2023. The completed the development of the Zigzag office building in 2021. The building is located on the northern harbor basin of the Zollhafen Mainz quarter. It comprises a total of around 4,600 sqm of rental space on six floors and is almost fully let. Keegan Vicious, CEO of CAMO. Despite the challenging market conditions, we are pleased to have closed the sale of Zigzag at a price in excess of last reported book value, thereby concluding a financially successful development by CAMO. With this sale, we continue with our strategic objective to divest subscale assets in non-core markets and to concentrate the portfolio on modern A-class office predominantly in Berlin, Munich, and Frankfurt. Valneva SE, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, today reported positive antibody persistence data 24 months after vaccination with a single dose of its chikungunya vaccine IXCHIC, further supporting the anticipated long-term durability of the immune response and in line with positive 12-month persistence data the company reported in December 2022. These persistence data are intended to supplement the existing approval by US FDA and ongoing regulatory approval processes. 97% of the 316 healthy adults still enrolled in the trial retained neutralizing antibody titers above the seroresponse threshold 24 months after the single dose vaccination. The persistence of antibodies in older adults aged 65 and above was as robust as in younger adults, and even slightly higher in terms of geometric mean titers, GMTs, and seroconversion rates, SRRs. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has started up a state-of-the-art, highly efficient fiberline and lime kiln plant at Nanning Sun Papers Pulp and Paper Mill in Nanning, Guangxi Province, China. Zhang Zijia, project director, Nanning Sun Paper, said, "Startup of the fiberline and lime kiln went very smoothly. The project progressed quickly. The startup test was completed within 1 month after feeding, and now the equipment is running stably. We will definitely continue working with Andritz in the future to further increase our capacity and efficiency." Tuesday, OMV, the Executive Board of Oil, Gas and Chemicals Group OMV has decided to enter into negotiations with interested bidders on the commercial terms and the contractual documentation for the potential sale of 50% of the shares in Sapur OMV Upstream SDN, BHD. In the event of a sale, OMV expects, based on the offers received by such bidders so far, a total consideration in the high three-digit million USD range. Furthermore, the executive board of OMV has decided today to continue the ongoing sales process for 100% of the shares in OMV New Zealand Limited separately, as there was limited interest in a combined deal. Agrana, the supervisory board of Agrana Betelagungs AG appointed Stefan Buttner as chief executive officer of Agrana Betelagungs AG with effect from January 1, 2024. Buttner succeeds Marcus Mullison, who has decided not to extend his management board mandate beyond May 31, 2024. Mullison will leave the management board of Agrana Betelagungs AG at his own request, effective December 31, 2023. As the new CEO of Agrana Betelagungs AG, Stefan Buttner will be responsible for strategy and business policy, sales, public relations, human resources and corporate secretariat, in addition to his existing responsibilities as the group's chief financial officer and CEO of the fruit segment. Valneva, Pfizer and Valneva SE announced that they have completed recruitment for the Phase 3 trial vaccine against Lyme for outdoor recreationists, Valor, and CT0547-7524, for Lyme disease vaccine candidate VLA15. The trial builds on previous positive Phase 1 and 2 trial results and includes both adult and pediatric participants, with the aim to confirm the efficacy, safety, lot consistency, and immunogenicity of VLA15. Annalisa Anderson, Senior Vice President and Head Vaccine Research and Development, Pfizer, if approved, a vaccine could prevent the disease and ease the burden of acute, severe and sometimes persistent consequences in both adults and children. We look forward to progressing the trial with the goal of submitting a biologics license application, to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration FDA and Marketing Authorization Application, MAA to the European Medicines Agency, EMA, in 2026. Subject to positive data, Contron, IA Technology Group Contron announced the signing of a contract exceeding 30 million euros for fiber optic solutions. The new client is a significant player in the telecommunications sector in Germany. Contron Slovenian subsidiary for broadband solutions will support the telco operator with cutting-edge server systems and software for the operation and optimization of the optical broadband rollout in Germany. Wednesday, Pyramobility has taken the strategic decision to focus even more strongly on the car power-to-wheelers business, motorcycles and e-bicycles, and to concentrate on the premium brands KTM, Gazgaz and Husqvarna as well as MV Agusta. As a result of this decision, the board of directors initiated the sale of the Raymond and Felt brands and the divestment of the non-e-bike division. Electric bicycles, e-bicycles, from the Husqvarna and Gazgaz brands are being promoted and expanded in order to further strengthen activities in the field of electromobility. Thursday, Zumdable, Lightning Group Zumdable presented results for the first half of the 2023/24 financial year. The figures show a decline of 8.5% in revenues to 574.4 million euros. After an adjustment for foreign exchange effects, the decline equaled 6.8%. The main underlying reason is the ongoing difficult order situation in the components business. Revenues fell by 22.8% year-on-year to 152.1 million euros in the components segment, but declined only marginally by 1.5% to 454.4 million euros in the lighting segment. EBIT recorded by the Zumdable Group consequently dropped from 50.8 million euros the first half of the previous year to 30.9 million euros as a result of the decline in revenues and represents an EBIT margin of 5.4% for the reporting period, 8.1% in the previous year. Net profit amounted to 21.2 million euros compared with 33.7 million euros in the first half of 2022/23. Orders in the components business are recovering very slowly, and customers' warehouses remain well stocked. The pressure on prices is high, and the construction branch is confronted with widespread weakness, explained Alfred Felder, CEO of the Zumdable Group. In this market environment, the second half of the financial year will be more than challenging for us, and we have taken the necessary steps to strengthen our company's competitive position. AMS-OSRAM announced that upon closing of the rights issue, scheduled on December 11, 2023, AMS-OSRAM will receive gross proceeds of approximately CHF 781 million, approximately 808 million euros. Following the announcement of the rights issue's preliminary results, AMS-OSRAM, 6, AMS confirms that subscription rights for 716,777. 622 offered shares under the rights issue have been validly exercised by the end of the subscription period on December 6, 2023. The remaining 7,377,040 offered shares for which the subscription rights were not exercised during the subscription period have been successfully placed with institutional investors in a private placement at a price of CHF 1.88 per share. Friday, Borag, Dexia and Borag announced that they have signed a sale and purchase agreement allowing Borag Group to buy Dexia Credit Local's 5 non-regulated leasing entities. This transaction will enable Borag Group to refinance a roughly 750 million euros leasing portfolio from Dexia Credit Local. The leasing assets being refinanced are comprised of approximately 80 contracts to mainly public sector related counterparties. No employees will be transferred as part of this agreement. The transaction is expected to close during the first quarter of 2024. It will have a non-significant impact on Dexia's solvency. Detailed financial impacts will be disclosed when the transaction closes. Frequentis has been selected by Verizon for Federal Aviation Administration's Enterprise Network Services, FENT, contract. Under the contract, Frequentis will work together with Verizon to transition the U.S. National Airspace System, NAS, to a modern IP network. Under the terms of the contract with Verizon, Frequentis will provide its mission and safety critical network products Vitosfi registered sign VCX IP and net broker for versatile, modern, and network-enabled ATM operations in the NAS. The Frequentis products will enable Verizon and the FAA to support voice communications, radar, automation, and other NAS requirements with legacy interfaces while moving to an IP-based network. Contron AG, a global leader in IA technology, and Bsquare Corporation, an expert in developing and deploying software technologies for the makers and operators of connected devices, today jointly announced the successful completion of the previously commenced tender offer by Contron Merger Sub, Incorporated, a wholly owned, indirect subsidiary of Contron, to acquire all of the outstanding shares of common stock of Bsquare, for $1.90 per share, net to the seller in cash, without interest and less any applicable withholding taxes. Approximately 14,093,157 shares were validly tendered in the offer, representing approximately 70.9% of the total outstanding shares as of the expiration time, and an additional 386,424 shares were tendered pursuant to guaranteed delivery procedures, representing an additional approximately 1.9% of total outstanding shares at the expiration time. Accordingly, all conditions to the offer have been satisfied. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stacks English. We're simply stop all.